Hello there, this is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Welcome to the Sith List.
And here we go.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
I know this is hard for you, but winter is coming.
I can bring you in warm, or I can bring you in cold.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am the danger.
Avengers!
Assemble.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Who's scruffy looking?
Less. Might wanna buckle up, baby.
Carlos. Smash you.
King Kong.
Hey guys, you ever see that really old movie, Empire Strikes Back?
And of course, Randy.
Change? Yep. Big change.
They've got your weekend geek covered. And you? You're on the Sith List.
Oh, I think, hey. Yeah. This is the new intro to the Sith List here. Tears for Fears. There's Tiesto. Guys, welcome to episode number 379 of the Sith List. I am one of your four hosts tonight, Araj Dilshahi, and with me here tonight, the man that I call the King of All Pods, but many call him the King of All Toms, Mr. King Tom Chansky. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here. Thank you for the effort, buddy. We're missing Les and we're missing Boo. They got more important things to handle and deal with. And again, like I said, with the Patreon people that were listening before us, that's why we have so many goddamn hosts. So we can just step in and take the reins. And we're going to hopefully get them back next week. But just know that... we love both you. And speaking of love, because I love this guy, Randy Lejudice, what is up, buddy?
Greetings, salutations, brothers.
Oh, I like it. Salutations. Where was that from? I remember something that said that. Salutations. I think it was, what is that, Coco? What is that, the cereal? Count Dracula. I used to do that in a commercial, I think.
Count Chocula.
Yes, Count Chocula. That's right, not Count Dracula.
Did Count Chocula actually do that?
No.
Did you just help him think of the Dracula that he was thinking of?
I was thinking of the Dracula from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's the Dracula from the puppet show.
Oh, the rock opera.
What a great movie.
Yes, yeah. Eric, you can't speak until I introduce you, buddy. Come on. Yeah.
The man we call... El Hombre.
Eric Struthers. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. These are the first words I've said on the show so far today, and I feel really good about it.
I appreciate that, bud. I really appreciate that. Guys, thank you for tuning in to 379. Gosh, we're getting close to 400. It's getting there. Hopefully we'll make it. But guys, check us out, sithless.com, for all kinds of cool things, Sithless, including YouTube channel stuff, including all of our episodes. We can get merch on TeePublic. You can get merch on YouTube. We're all over the place. Probably get merch in China because I saw our stuff being sold in China again, which is great. China. Yeah, I probably should. China, like, you know, Trump says it, but
China.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah, China. Yeah. But we definitely appreciate you. We're gonna have a good episode. I can feel it. There's some news. There's some trailers. There's a prime time purgatory that I think is going to blow your effing minds because I cannot believe. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. But how's everybody doing? Keith, I'm going to start with you. How are you doing? Give us an update. What's going on, buddy? How's everything?
This is my second session of chemo, and this one was a bit rough, but... starting to feel better, so
good.
want to be here talking, hanging out with you guys.
So. You are a warrior, my friend.
That's why,
as Eric says every week, he is 100% true. So appreciate it, bud. Appreciate it. And Randy, how you doing? How's your week?
I'm doing all right. Week's doing great. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
Great. And last but not least, Eric, what's up, bud? How are you doing? How's everything?
Buddy, I'm awesome and great. You know, just those two things back and forth. 1 minute awesome, 1 minute great.
Just like, you can't get better than that, right? Yeah. Shit.
Just say it whether or not it's true.
Right, exactly.
That's the key.
That is true. That is true. I thought I had something to talk about, but I don't think I do. That's unfortunate. I thought I had something good to talk about. But, excuse me. Oh, I do. So if you've been listening to the show for the last, 7 years, you know, sometimes I have this stupid cough that I can't get rid of. And it's been driving me crazy for like 7 years. And I've been doing all kinds of, I go to the doctor, I get tested. I always worry because my father passed away with COPD. So I'm always worried that my lungs are jacked up because of my dad, because of the shit and smoke that he did, or just from genetics. So I always go get tested and everything is okay. They do breathing tests where I blow in a tube. That's fine. They did x-rays on my lungs. That's fine. So finally, I had bronchitis a couple weeks ago. I think I mentioned that. And they gave me prednisone, which is a steroid. I felt great. But then it came back again where I get shortness of breath. And I start coughing after I eat. And this has been like this for a while here and there. And it's only after I eat, I start coughing like crazy. Dinner and lunch and breakfast, whenever I eat. So finally, I get a call from a doctor that says, hey, you have a phone appointment today. So he tells me, asked me a bunch of questions, and he says, you know what? I think that you might have something called acid laryngitis. And I was like, oh, great. So what is that? So he told me that it's like heartburn, except for you don't get the heartburn. You get an acid reflex that you don't even feel the acid reflex or the pain of it. It just makes you cough and you get shortness of breath. So he told me to take some Tums before I eat, half hour before I eat. The last 2 or 3 days, no coughing after I eat, dude. I think he figured it out.
Really?
Acid laryngitis.
Interesting.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
So
I would have called bullshit.
Here you go. So if you are eating and you have a cough that doesn't go away for the next like 30 minutes, check it out. Tums. He wanted to prescribe me like prescription Tums. I go, dude, I got 1,000 milligrams Tums. I'm just going to eat two of them. So I don't think I'm doing the prescription Tums.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Come on.
I still have a bottle of Tums from when I was in college.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't go pound that one.
No. But actually, we need some reaction videos. So if you are willing to do that, Randy and I, we'll watch.
You know what you could use those for? Mm-hmm. Is if you ever need to like make some sidewalk chalk art.
Oh, yes.
You could give it out and use that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
But Tums does work though, like a champ when you have heartburn. It's amazing.
It really does.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I didn't have heartburn until I was 40. So I didn't know what the fuck it was. I thought I was having a heart attack the first time I got it. It felt like an atom was exploding in my chest. That didn't sound good. If your name is Adam, I didn't mean it that way. Sorry about that. All right, guys, let's get to the box office.
Here's Johnny.
I know it was you, Fredo.
I got Randy on that one. I got him on that one. You're welcome, Randy.
That was bad. Guys, that was really bad.
Weekend box office results. Five Nights at Freddy's leads a very slow weekend. Rotten Tomato, I appreciate you abbreviating it to FNAF, topped the box office for the second week in a row, while Priscilla earned Sofia Coppola her second best weekend ever, which when I saw that, I was very excited for Sofia Coppola, except for it was $5 million. So I was very surprised that she hasn't made a movie that made more than $5 million. I don't get that. So Five Nights at Freddy, $19 million more. Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour, number two, $12 million. Killers of a Flower Moon, $7 million. Priscilla, $5 million. So there you have the weekend box office. Has anybody watched anything worthy of note at all?
I watched A Haunting in Venice, which was the third Kenneth Branagh. I don't think this was taken from one of her books, unlike the other two, but it's, you know, influenced by Agatha Christie. It was pretty good. I don't know that I liked it as much as the other two. It was more, it was not, I wouldn't say like a horror, but more suspense. It was still a solid story, I thought.
Was Ridley in this one too?
No, she was only in the first. Except for Kenneth Branagh, all the other actors changed. Tina Fey was in it, and a bunch of other actors.
By the way, I saw that there's going to be a Mean Girls reboot. Did you see that? Tina Fey directing. I saw the trailer today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's very interesting. In today's times and issues, a kind of a Mean Girls of this era. And Tina Fey's all behind it, right, and directing and help write it and everything. So very interesting. Randy, Erica, did you guys watch anything?
Nope.
Can't say I did, man.
I watched, and I will give credit to Netflix. They've got some great, great documentaries. I watched the Sly one, the Sylvester Stallone one. And really good, really interesting. It really makes you think about him differently as an artist, as an actor, a writer, how determined he was with Rocky. Very cool. Very cool. And very well spoken, too. Really well spoken guy. Into philosophy, great painter. At the end of the day, I was like, wow, I wish more people, I mean, I'm glad they're doing a documentary, more people knew about all this stuff that he did. And it's really about him and time and how it's just fleeting and how he like wants to experience everything. I guess he just decided to pack all his stuff from the West Coast in LA from his home and go to the East Coast in his last, like, his last 20 years of his life. Like, he just wants to change everything up. And it's about that move. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So check it out. It's called Sly. It's on Netflix. And I watched something last night because, you know, guys, I'm a huge fan of Taylor Sheridan and the Taylor Sheridan Network, which is Paramount Plus. He has a new show that is written. I think he wrote it and directed and produced it with, again, I forget his name. Is it David Obayaba? The one that plays Agent Callis's voice. And
O'Yellow?
He was in Selma.
O'Yellow.
Okay, he's the executive producer also and the main lead in this, and it's called something Bass Lawman. You guys might have seen the commercials. It's with Donald Sutherland and Dennis Quaid. The first episode was phenomenal. It was just great. It was like epic Western Civil War, and it had all the feels that the Yellowstone prequels had. So very cool. If you have Paramount Plus, check it out. It's called Something Bass Lawman. So they're plugging the hell out of it. So check that out too. But other than that, I don't think I've seen anything else other than that. But there were some trailers out, guys. There were some trailers out that we're gonna get into that after we talk about Star Wars. But there's some cool trailers out. One is the Ghostbuster trailer, Part 2, which I haven't seen, and we're gonna watch it. And then also Echo. The Echo trailer came out for Marvel. Oh. So I'm interested in that too. We're going to watch that too. So before that, let's get into some Star Wars stuff. Thrawn, take it away.
Greetings. This is Grand Admiral Thrawn aboard the ISS Chimera. You are currently listening to the Sith List. I know a great deal about you because of this artistic choice. May warrior's fortune smile upon your efforts.
Well. Cool. So, first off, sad news and completely not surprising at all. Kevin Feige's Star Wars movie is not going to be a thing. Just not happening. Who knows how close it ever really was to reality. Yep. He was the closest without going over, but it still wasn't good enough. So, I mean, listen, nobody's really shocked by that, I don't think. So Sean Levy, is that how you pronounce his last name?
always want to call him Levy. So. He was talking about how Deadpool 3, there's a scene that is like his Return of the Jedi moment, where he had everybody look at the scene where Vader and Luke are in the throne room fighting. And it's right at the time where Vader says, he realizes Luke has a sister. And then if you don't join me, then maybe she will. So he took like some inspiration from that. So when we watch Deadpool 3, we're likely to see something that reminds us of that. I don't think Darth Vader's going to come through.
Mm-hmm. But, you never know.
Yeah. Who knows what'll happen, man. Everything's right. Kind of off the rails in the whole Marvel universe anyway. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. That's cool news.
Yeah.
Young Jedi Adventures season 2 is a thing. And I haven't watched
it. I can't wait to watch those.
Yeah.
I think it just came out today, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I haven't had a chance to see any of it. I do like watching them. Henry and I, even though like I've said it before, the target audience of this show is for kids younger than Henry's age, but he still likes the imagery, you know, and he likes it because he frames it on like how he would use it to teach a kid lessons. I think that's really cute, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. But also, speaking of animation, the Bad Batch, making their comic debut, King Tom. Are you hip to this?
No, I am not, to be honest.
Oh,
with you. Feel yeah, like I've let you down here.
No. You haven't let us down.
Not at all. You're just normally the comic book guy because I certainly am not. Well, listen, it's a thing. And if anybody's read it, tell us what you think.
I haven't seen it. It's a kind of anthology that Dark Horse puts out, and they just tell different stories from different eras every episode or every issue.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep clinging on to hope, Raj.
I'm trying. Come on, Rafa. I hope Rafa's in it. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, so this isn't exactly Star Wars specific, but looks like the actors' strike has...
Yay!
So hooray for the out of work actors, man.
And yes.
For them being able to reach an agreement that's going to keep people gainfully employed.
Mm-hmm.
And sweet.
That's very cool. That's great news, by the way.
But I don't have anything else, man. Sorry, I'm a bit out of sorts. I was telling the guys before we started, I got a flu shot today and I didn't even think about it. And then hours later, I'm like, I feel kind of sleepy and tired.
It's okay, bud. It's okay.
I don't have anything else to add.
Hey, there's not much. I think that's it in the Star Wars world, really.
High Republic Phase 3 is kind of starting. The first issue of the comic series came out today, and then the next book, I think it's called Eye of the Storm, comes out next Tuesday.
Okay, fantastic. That's great. And then some of the High Republic characters are going to be in the cartoon.
Young
Jedi event season 2. So full circle there. Well done. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to, thank you, Eric and Keith Tom, for that. Let's move on to to this next one. Well, this is Prime Time in Purgatory, and we here find some of the worst television shows in history of television, and I think I might have found the stupidest idea in the history of television. This show was called Heil Honey, I'm Home, and I have a clip, and this is the intro, and this was an actual show that somebody pitched and somebody greenlit, so keep that in mind. Randy, did you do a deep dive on this one?
No, I did not.
Okay,
I get flagged if I do a deep dive on this one.
Yeah, I was worried. I was worried to actually put these things in. And yeah, so let's just... I just want you guys to watch this, okay?
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Hello.
I'm home. Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Smile, honey. Because I'm home. Gee, it's great to be.
Now this is the intro, obviously, like the fun for the listeners.
When I say hi to Monday, I am home.
Here we go.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Heil, honey, me.
What did I do now? Oh, tonight you were making schnitzel. What a joke. You must be real mad at me, honey. I'm a very, very bad Hitler. Come here, babe.
Don't touch me. You've been late for your dinner every night this week.
Hey. Okay, I'm going to pause it there because I wish you people that are listening were all Patreon people that are watching this on video, because the look on Eric, Randy, and King Tom's face right now says it all. Okay, we haven't even gotten to some of the other meat in this. Okay, let's keep going.
Babe, please. I'm the Fuhrer. I'm a busy man. I can't just walk off the job at 5 o'clock.
On Monday, you had to meet with Goebbels. On Tuesday, von Ribbentrop. On Wednesday, Klaus Katzenjammer. Who's Klaus Katzenjammer?
He's my tailor. You should see the tux, honey.
You see, everyone's more important than Ava. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Schickelgruber. You may be big stuff in Germany, but I knew you when you were just a house painter.
Boy, this is going to be some night. Come on, honey. Don't get sour.
And don't think you can smooch around me like that, Adolf Hitler.
Hey, you want to know a secret?
What?
Tomorrow, I got Neville Chamberlain coming over here.
Tomorrow? You've got the Prime Minister of England coming over here to the apartment tomorrow, and you don't tell me so I can get something out of the icebox?
Hey, honey, if you're going to get on my back about everything, I'm not going to tell you why he's coming.
Oh, you don't need to tell me why. I know why. It's Czechoslovakia. You finally did it, didn't you? You finally went one step too far, Mr. Big Shot. Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay, Ava, you were right. I was wrong. I'll show him around the town. We'll have a few beers. He'll forget about Czechoslovakia. He'll think, hey, this Adolf Hitler is a regular guy.
Okay. Yikes.
What just happened?
Like, how was that greenlit? And how did they show that on television?
I don't even...
It lasted one day. Like... One day too much. But who in their right minds would put even act in that? Right for that.
And that's the part that I'm having trouble wrapping my head around. I mean, I get it. You took this job, you're going to throw yourself into it. And it's, if for people who couldn't see it, it's trying to be the Honeymooners, but yes, it's Adolf Hitler, right. Right. And Ava Braun, and it's Lloyd Braun's mom. And they're just throwing around names like Goebbels, like
Goebbels. And then the invasion of Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. That like made me feel gross inside.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be dramatic, but that made me feel gross. And
yes, I agree.
And how I'm a bad hit. Well,
I'm a bad Hitler. He hit himself on the hand.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like they couldn't decide if he was Ralph Cramden or, you know, with the accent or what. And it's just, that is gross. The fact that anybody ever thought that was okay is out of the realms of possibility.
That's what I'm saying. How is that even possible? How can even like the wardrobe department make the outfit, knowing that what they're doing? And the audience, there was an audience there. I'm sure it was a laugh track, but they probably filmed it. It was a sitcom. So
was that came out in 1990.
Yeah, that was from, it was produced. Yes, it was in England. It was played in BBC for one day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was filmed in the US. I think it was filmed in the back lots of Paramount or some.
All our hands are dirty on this one. No one's blame free on this.
No, this is, it was bad. Really bad. I'm surprised we haven't heard of it more, be how offensive it is.
Right.
It's the first time even finding out about it. And I couldn't believe how nobody's ever talked about this before. So,
I mean, the theme song, that establishing shot where it opens up and it's like, oh my God, is this Family Ties?
Right. Exactly.
Walking in the house. I just,
and like people were clapping.
Well, I'm looking online.
People were clapping and laughing. Yeah. People were clapping for Hitler. He walks in.
The thing that's kind of shocking me right now is I'm looking at IMDb.
Yeah.
And it's got a 4.5 out of 10.
Oh my God. Well, that's just the craziest. Like,
I saw that intro. That's not 4.5 material.
No, it was not. Oh, sweet Christmas.
That's unacceptable.
So I don't think I can find anything as bad as that, but I know, I hope I don't find anything as bad as that. But I thought that you guys should see that because it's just so unreal and unbelievable. It is
real.
It's just real. And I can't believe it is, but yeah. All right. So there is your primetime purgatory. That was on primetime for one day. And I'm sure they got an insane amount of backlash. Well deserved. And there's that. But there was a trailer out today, and it was the Ghostbusters trailer, guys. And I haven't watched it, so I think we're going to do a reaction video. Maybe we'll even, we'll put this out on YouTube maybe, huh? So let's watch the Ghostbusters 2, part 2, I guess you could say, the new 2.
Ghostbusters 5.
That's what I say. It's like the Jurassic Park thing. I hear you. I hear you. So here we go, guys. Ghostbusters, the trailer that just dropped today. I already love it.
I'm telling you, it's going to be another hot one out there. In fact, there are heat alerts in effect for New Jersey, feeling like 100 degrees.
Great song.
Great song.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, that's not...
I watched this earlier. Pause it right there.
First time in New York history, people froze to death.
That was wall.
Oh, that is Pat Oswalt.
Yep.
Hey,
Mel.
Power to kill.
Oh damn!
What?
Huh?
Oh.
Your veins turn to rivers of ice. Your bones crack, and the last thing you see is your own tear ducts freezing up.
Like, literally scared to death.
So cool.
Interesting. Was that? Oh my gosh! Was that Sigourney Weaver's ghost? Oh no, it was not. No, it was not. Okay, all right. Wow, that was cool. I'm down. Yeah. I love the first one.
Yeah, they're not hiding the fact that older ones, the original Ghostbusters, are in this like they did with the last one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
that was very cool to see them. That was great, and I enjoyed the last one. The last one was very cool.
I did too.
Yeah, I loved it.
The last part was emotional. Yeah, such a good story. I cannot wait for this. When is that coming out again?
I just want Viggo to come back.
Oh yeah, Viggo is a champ, man. No Slimer though, right?
Stole babies, man.
He did steal babies. We didn't see a frozen Slimer though, did we?
I didn't notice one.
Yeah,
I mean on the bottom of the screen was a little bit distracting, but I didn't notice one during the trailer.
He is distracting. He's freaking me out a little bit, but yeah. So there you go. There's the trailer for Ghostbusters. I guess 5, as King Tom says here over here. Mm-hmm. This is 2 of the new 2, as I call it. But interesting. I am very cool down with the old and the new coming together and doing it all up. Mm-hmm. Right on. Great. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's another trailer that came out, guys, and that was the Echo trailer. All right. And let me bring that one up. I haven't watched that either, but I heard it's phenomenal. And here it is, Echo.
I see everything that you are. I always have. You and I are the same.
This looks really good, guys. For the people that can't see, is I put together an Echo the Dolphin the trailer. that was not the actual trailer. But let me bring up
that was intentional.
Yes, that was intentional. I did that at work today. Eric left. Here is the real Echo trailer.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I had a lot of time on my hand today.
Maya. I see everything that you are.
Oh, damn. Punisher looks good. Oh, he's massive.
I always have.
Oh, this is a lot different than my trailer, guys. What? Oh.
Don't be afraid.
Okay, I like this so far. This January. I guess we have something to watch there. Randy?
You have so much pain in you.
Maybe, yeah. You.
So much rage. That you can't contain it.
This definitely looks pretty dark, guys.
You and I are the same. So, who's the monster?
Wow.
Damn.
That was probably the most hardcore trailer I've ever seen a Disney Plus show have there. Wow. You know what? And I think they needed to do something like this on a trailer because people are really giving a crap about this show. Even though I was like interested, but now getting the feel of the show and knowing that Daredevil is going to be allegedly going to be in a lot of it. And we have that. That looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Incredibly violent.
Which is kind of like the Punisher feel. Mm-hmm. Did it say it's going to drop every episode?
They've been saying that for a while. Originally, it was going to be over Thanksgiving weekend, but they pushed it back till January. But it's every episode.
Okay. Maybe we can do two or three or like top ones or something, Randy. Well, I'm reacting to it. If they're dropping all of them together.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. We can. Yeah.
Crazy world we're living.
It is a crazy world. Wow. That was very interesting. Oh, okay. Did you guys hear that there's going to be a reboot of something that I saw that I thought it was interesting, which was the
Mean Girls?
No, not the Mean Girls. It was something.
Echo the Dolphin.
No. Oh, man. Now I don't know what it was. I've lost it. But that's okay.
Oh, honey, I'm home.
No, they're not rebooting that. Thank God. Could you imagine? Huh. Well, we don't have Boo to do our Boo bits. That kind of sucks. Should we just play the thing just in his, like, an honor
of Boo? Sure, man.
They delayed Venom.
Oh, they delayed Venom?
Yeah. I just saw it.
Hold on. Before you get this news, let's do the proper
intro. Bitch, it better be Bitch.
Oh, yeah, it's Bitch, Mike. It's Bitch, I tell you. It's Bitch.
I just kibbled my bits.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Variety is reporting that Sony has pushed back the third Venom movie from July to November 8th of next year.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Huh. That's interesting. We have an email, guys. We have an email from our buddy Dan here. If you guys have not had a chance to watch it, get on the anime Attack on Titan. It's such a great anime series. At first, you think it's just an anime about giants terrorizing a small town. Then you learn it's so much more. Also, some of the deepest dialogue about, fatalism, nihilism, hope, and finding beauty in the dark. Okay. Attack on Titan. Randy, have you watched Attack on Titan?
I've watched a little.
I've heard.
Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I've heard. I've heard some great stuff. You're not the first one there, Dan. Thank you for that email, by the way, buddy. I've heard some great stuff about Attack on Titan. I'm not into anime, but I might just watch that.
Yeah, I've been hearing for months from several people that I should definitely watch that. So I'm super intrigued.
Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. I forgot to play this. I made this at work too. I think you guys really appreciate this. Makes me feel good. Yeah.
This
is the see what
you did there.
Yeah.
I wish we could find out the details of the settlement between him and Huey Lewis in the news.
What happened there? I don't know anything about that.
Oh, so they originally approached Huey Lewis in the news to write a theme for Ghostbusters after hearing I Want a New Drug. Think about how that song sounds in your head. And when they declined to do it, they got Ray Parker Jr. to make what became what we all know and love as
No Ghostbusters. Way.
And yeah. It's practically the same guitar riff and everything.
Holy shit. I had no idea.
And so, yeah, they had this big thing where it's supposed to be like the details of which were not supposed to be made public, but one of the guitar players for Huey Lewis, and I don't know who any of the band members are, but he's right. Like, yeah, here's what happened. He didn't keep it very quiet at all.
The guitarist was Johnny News.
Sorry. Well, guys, listen, thanks for watching or listening to episode 379.
I apologize.
We're super. So here's some news. Rockstar on the Rockstar Newswire announced that the much anticipated trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6 will be out in December. And the internet is abuzz with what that's going to be like.
That's cool. That's great news.
Yeah. So just something to give it some weight here. Grand Theft Auto 5 is still like there's a lot of people playing it. And there's a lot of people playing GTA 5 online and the whole bit, right? That was not a previous generation console game. That was a previous generation.
Yeah.
That was an Xbox.
It's been 10 years since that game came out.
Yeah, and PlayStation 3. And people are still playing it left and right. And so that's wild that they're going to have this sequel, this follow-up that you know is going to do well. And what's crazy is they've just made so many versions of this game that people have bought it over and over again. It's pretty crazy, man. So this is going to be a huge deal, I suspect.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy. And it's just going to look totally different? It's going to be the same thing? Or what? How's that going to go?
You know what? I have no
idea. They're doing Florida this time.
Yeah, back to Miami.
They're doing Florida. Yeah. Well, back to Miami. That's right.
Florida.
They did the whole Miami,
they're doing
Miami
like a Bonnie
thing.
And Clyde, like a Bonnie and Clyde thing in Florida.
Present day?
Present
kinda
day,
like yep. Kind of like a Natural Born Killers, True Romance kind of thing? Yeah.
You can imagine that Florida is pretty ripe for social satire right now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All the cut scenes will just be stuff they filmed walking down the street.
Yeah.
I did like the 80s setting of Vice City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I played that one. Yeah.
So GTA Vice City was the only Grand Theft Auto that I spent a ton of time on. And I 100%ed it. So where, you know, my character's strutting around and I got 100% on Grand Theft Auto Vice City and all I got was this stupid t-shirt. but after that, yeah, I tried getting into San Andreas and like the new ports they made for them on
They came out like last year or the year before. Yeah,
not
those
great.
Are horrible.
Yeah. Oof. The only one I played was San Andreas because it was on Game Pass. And I just finally was like, I'm over this, man. Sheesh.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's shitty.
Yeah, five.
That's cool, man. That's
good.
That's going to be massive.
Really got into as of recently.
Which one?
Five was the only one that I think I really, really. Soundtrack was great. Oh my gosh. Game was so good. So I am excited for this one. I'm usually not.
Are they still licensing like real artists?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big
part. Oh, do they? Oh, that's cool. That's so cool.
Big part of the game. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's great. So well, guys, I think that wraps up this episode. Unless, is there anything else you guys want to jibber jabber about? No? Are you sure? No? All right. I do want to say, I think it's, I'm not going to do it. I was going to do the bus that makes me feel good again. It's not worth it.
I knew it.
I think that the train is, Do you knew that I was going to do that? All right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for tuning in and listening to 379. I know King Tom likes the song. That's why I put it on. Can you name the great movie that this was in?
No, I can't.
Scott Pilgrim.
All right.
Yeah. This is magic for everybody.
Yeah.
That doesn't know. King Tom Chansky, King of All Pods, where can people find you listening to Metric? And
Sometimes I do listen to Metric. You can find me on Patreon shows for our friends at Blue Harvest and Steel Wars on our Sithless Patreon. And then you can find me on Blue Sky and Twitter at Tom Chansky, where I'll maybe be remembering about the Mean Girls reboot.
Yes. Check out the Mean Girls reboot, guys. It's pretty good. And Steel, I haven't talked to Steel in a while. I'm going to get Steel back on the show. I miss Steel. And Haas, congratulations. You know what I'm talking about, but congratulations. You are very happy for our friend Haas. Check him out on Blue Harvest and High Potion. Two fantastic podcasts and also his Twitch stream, Blue Harvest. Check that out. Randy, speaking of Twitch, where can people find you?
On Haas's Twitch.
There it is. And that's why I said congratulations, because Randy's on his Twitch. Eric, where can people find you?
Check out my other podcast, Dinner with the Healers, a Blue podcast, good for the family. Look for me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/mouserat2217. And also, if you're enjoying this song and you live in America, why don't you try getting on board with the metric system so we can better
invest? That's right. True that. Guys, find me at The Sithless anywhere podcasts are found. Go on YouTube, subscribe. We're going to have some stuff on there very soon, evidently, because Echo's coming out. Very happy about that. And we'll catch you next week, hopefully with a full crew, right here on episode number 380 of The Sithless.